You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to a morning walk down Dalal Street. Today is the 9th of September, a Monday, the beginning of a new week. Let's take it by the scruff of its neck, the bull of the horn and the gruff of the bear, come what may. Here's hoping that your week has begun well and that there's enough caffeine inside of you to begin the week with all the zest, vim and vigor that you need, because I certainly have. My caffeine is full right now. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
A quick recap of what happened over the course of the last week. Bulls failed to push the index in the green in the holiday shortened week, despite some strong measures introduced by the government to boost consumer demand and lift investor sentiment. But weak GDP data for the June quarter proved to be a dampener. The S&P BSE Sensex, which failed to hold on to 37,000, closed 0.94% lower, while the Nifty 50 was down 0.7% for the week ended the 6th of September. The broader market closed in a mixed manner. The BSE Small Cap Index rose 0.48%, while the S&P BSE Mid Cap Index was down 0.76% in the same period. As many as 8 stocks in the S&P BSE 500 fell 10 to 16% for the week ended September 6th, and that list included names like Indian Bank, Coffee Day, Canara Bank, Magma FinCorp, Reliance Communications, OBC, Centrum Capital, and MCX. On the macro front, the country's foreign exchange reserves fell by $446 million to $428.604 billion in the week to the 30th of August, mainly on account of a drop in foreign currency assets, RBI data went on to show on Friday. As for the Indian rupee, it continued its winning momentum for a third session in a row on the 6th of September, rising 12 paise to settle at 71 rupees 72 paise against the American dollar, as signs of easing trade tensions between the US and China enthused investors. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets for 957 crore rupees, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 1,207 crore rupees, this according to provisional data. The big news I bring to you today is going to be some moves from the government. The government, on the 7th of September, said it has constituted a high-level task force to identify infrastructure projects for 100 lakh crore rupees investment by 2024-25, as India aims to become a $5 trillion economy. The task force, headed by the Economic Affairs Secretary, will draw up a national infrastructure pipeline of 100 lakh crore rupees, the Finance Ministry said in a statement. The challenge is to step up annual infrastructure investment so that lack of infrastructure does not become a binding constraint on the growth of the Indian economy, the ministry went on to say. Prime Minister Modi, in his Independence Day speech, had said that 100 lakh crore rupees would be invested on infrastructure over the next 5 years. These will include social and economic infrastructure projects. I'm certain you've all seen your horoscope charts, but let's look at what the charts on the technical side of Dalal Street are showing us today. Nifty is now back above 10,900 levels and has formed a bullish candle on the daily charts. The index also reclaimed two crucial short-term moving averages, that is 5 days EMA and 13 EMA. However, it witnessed some resistance near its 20 days EMA, which is placed around 10,958. The index witnessed smart buying, but analysts still feel that traders should wait for a breakout or a breakdown before initiating fresh positions. A break above the level of 11,042 could fuel the rally towards 11,141, while a break below the 10,800 to 10,746 levels could fuel further downside. So, based on these observations, we'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 10,867, 10,957, and 11,000. Maximum call open interest is placed at 11,500 and 11,200. Maximum put open interest at 10,800 and 10,600. Some stocks that have been in the news and therefore will be on our radar today. Cafe chain operator Coffee Day on the 7th of September announced appointment of IDFC Securities as an advisor to identify strategic options and advise it on refinancing of existing debt. State-owned Canara Bank on the 6th of September invited bids to sell 30% stake in its housing finance subsidiary, Canfin Homes Limited. And finally, Tech Mahindra announced the expansion of its strategic collaboration with AT&T to accelerate AT&T's IT network application, shared systems modernization, and movement to the cloud. Well, you've listened to me with such patience, so I'm going to reward you with some names that Angel Broking gave us, which are recommendations for buy or sell calls. And today, we happen to have two buy calls from them. Tata Steel has a buy call. It ended trade on Friday at 356 rupees 35 paise. The target we're looking at is 388 rupees. Place your stop loss at 337 rupees for an upside of 9%. Bharat Forge has a buy call as well, ended trade on the 6th of September at 394 rupees 95 paise. Target you should be looking at, 426. Place your stop loss at 375. This for an upside of 8%. So Tata Steel and Bharat Forge, both with buy calls from Angel Broking. Well, over the weekend, ISRO was dealt a bit of a setback, but it is not a failure. Whatever might have happened towards the last 2 kilometers of landing on near the South Pole of Moon does not necessarily mean that the mission was a bust. 95% of it is a success, is what most scientists are saying. It also has a lesson for all of us. It is the effort that matters, and in the effort, a lot does get accomplished. If the target is not met this time, it only means that it'll spur us on for the next time. With that lesson learned, here's hoping that you have a great start to your Monday, and I'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.